Morning, everyone. How are you doing today? We're going to watch a video, just to start off with. Did you see how different those people are? But when they come together and work together, then something happens. You know, they have a common goal and they go for it. So last week, we spoke about finding your style. And everybody, we did that little test and everybody found their own style and who they are. And it was amazing and it was really shocking to some of us on who really are, you know. So now, today, we're going to finding your God. So we're finding out how can we connect with God more. How can we connect with God more and how can we praise Him more and worship Him more? So just briefly, just share with the five people you're sitting with on when last did you experience God? When last did you like feel God's presence and what were you doing? Were you running? Were you jogging? Were you in a park? Were you with friends watching a movie? So just for about 5 minutes, just share with the people in your group about when you experienced God last. In groups of five, please, if it's possible. Okay, guys. Now, who wants to share? Who wants to come and just share about their experience with God? Or them experiencing God? Come on, don't be chicken.
Yeah, last time I experienced God was yesterday afternoon while I was studying. I was confused with something. I was like, you know, God, I don't understand this. And He helped me through that. So.
Awesome. Wow, how amazing is that? Anybody else?
Last time I experienced God was quite a long time. It was a few months ago. And I was flying from South Africa back home in Tanzania. We're halfway there on the plane, then the right side engines just failed. And it was still moving, so one side was tilt. And everybody in the plane was freaking out. And all of a sudden, a voice just came into my head and was like, don't worry, everything will be fine. Then a few minutes later, they had to turn off the whole engines, and it just stood still. Then a few minutes went by, then everything just went on. And people were still freaking out. By the time we landed at home, people are all, oh my gosh, thank God we reached home safely. And I was actually happy because I actually heard God's voice in my head and told me it's going to be fine.
Awesome. He's a God who explains things to us. He's a God who saves us and who protects us, and He's a God who makes us see images, who gives us a prophetic word. So He's an amazing God, you know. He is God in one, but He's different. I don't know how to explain it. He's a different God in each one of us. And what I like about Him is that He even gave us as individuals different styles, different spiritual styles. And a spiritual style is a way in which you naturally or best find and connect with God. So your spiritual style is, when is your best time to connect with God, or when is it your best to connect with God? You know, we have different styles, which are, we have an activist, we have a caregiver, we have a contemplative, we have enthusiast, student, naturalist, and thank you. I can't pronounce that word. I don't know why. Sounds simple, but I can't. So we're going to just go through them, to go through each of them, just explain them. An activist is a person who finds God through battling evil. You know, there's those people who, like, when they pray and they say, in the name of Jesus, demons, like, run the opposite direction, you know? And we have those people who are able to stand between a gap between you and the devil and God and just be there and say, I'm sacrificing myself for the next person. So those are our prayer warriors. They're always there, ready to fight. And we have caregivers. Caregivers are people who find God through serving other people. You know, you find joy in serving other people. You find joy in giving. You find joy in embracing people, talking to people, or getting people through their problems. You know, sometimes you make people problems your own. You're so much attached to people. So those are caregivers. And we have the contemplative, who finds God through times of silence. You know, those people who take a time out, and the more they connect with God, it's when there's silence. It's when they have a quiet time. I have a friend who has always watches the sunrise. Always watches the sunrise, and that's how he connects with God. And he feels God more than, you know, more than when he's on stage preaching because he's a pastor. But when he, in the morning, when he just sits there and looks at the sunrise, then he sees, he just connects with God, and he's just in God's presence. So there's people like that. And we've got enthusiasts. An enthusiast is a person who finds God through worship with others. You know, there's Kondwanis who like always jump around. When there's worship happening, he gets excited. You know, there's people like that. And there's people who don't get really excited during worship. Like, okay, yeah, we're singing. I am connecting with God. I can feel God's presence. But there's those people who are very enthusiastic about being in the presence of God. So we have others, the student. The student finds God through engaging the mind, meaning through studying, through looking through books. They have a very inquiring mind. They always want to find things out. They're always out there trying to find information about God, reading books about God, studying the history of the Bible, studying the characters in the Bible. I have a friend who studies characters in the Bible. Each character, he can tell you about their personality and how they are, and, you know, so there's people who do that. And there's naturalists. Naturalists is people who find God through encounters in nature. So these people love nature. They love hiking. They love trees. They love birds. No, Shava, you don't like birds. So it's people like that who just love nature, who just want always to be outside, and that's how they best connect with God, you know. So today we're going to find out where do you fit in, and we have that one, and it is that. Thank you. And these people find God through using their senses, you know, like prophets. You know, a prophet uses their senses all the time. You know, a sense of smell, a sense of taste. I remember there was a guy who came here, I just forgot his name, and he spoke about chocolate cake, it was the best chocolate cake. That's how he experienced God, by eating chocolate cake. You know, and he tasted differently. And some people are like that. You know, some people are like that. They just experience God through their senses. They can hear. They're very sensitive to God's voice as well. How do you find your style? Who can tell me? How do you find your style? No. You'd be the last one. How do you think you can find your style, your spiritual style? How do you find your spiritual style? Through a test. We're going to do a test right now. We're going to do a test. Please don't fail, Shaba. I know that you didn't study for it, so please. So we're going to do a test. Just to how to find your spiritual style. You're going to circle the most appropriate number, which 4 means very true, 3 often true, 2 sometimes true, 1 really true, and 0 never true. And then you add up those scores and you write your top 3 styles.
How was that?
All right. Now it's just time for you guys to share with your neighbors very briefly for about 5 minutes. Just share about what you found out about your spiritual style. Okay, guys, can you get a representative from each team, just one person, just to share about their styles?
Mine were contemplative, caregiver, and enthusiast, which is about 80% right.
Awesome. Thank you. Another one from that group over there.
Mine are complete contemplative, caregiver, and activist.
So I'm a caregiver, a student, and then I had a tie between naturalist and activist.
Wow.
My top spiritual styles are activist, caregiver, and student.
Okay, my top spiritual styles, which I highly agree with, are enthusiast, contemplative, and activist.
I'll share mine as well. Enthusiast, caregiver, and then there's a tie between activist and send something, that other one. Thank you. Wow. It's really shocking for me because I thought caregiver would be the first one. But then I guess not. And there's like steps to follow now that you know what your spiritual style is. You must experience your spiritual style, meaning dwell in it, you know, do it. Go if you're a naturalist, go and connect with God in nature, you know, and then explore other styles. Don't just stick to your style. You might find out that you actually like being outdoors or you just like quiet time. So just experience it. Just try it and experience other styles. I'm going to call Kondwani. He's going to come and just pray with us.
Father, I just want to bless everybody here, Lord. I just ask that you, your Holy Spirit comes and just teach us how to be ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that everything we are, Lord, is what you made us to be, Father. You just want us to be happy and be joyful, Lord, and connect with you and know you, Father. And I just ask that you help us do that, Lord. You help us experience our styles, Lord. You help us explore other places, Lord. You don't keep us in one place, but we are versatile and living a life where there's freshness and enjoyment in every single session we have with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.